foundations, knowledge, and a set of good habits. Bishop Ajinasari, in Money in Your Pocket, Creating Wealth God's Way, presents a total package that is not found in many books on wealth creation. This holistic approach is a refreshing departure from the usually lopsided way of presenting mainly technical knowledge in personal financial management. He delves into the root causes of the failure by many people to create wealth and provides a biblical set of guiding principles that helps the reader who desires to get out of the rut of poverty into a life of total well-being. This book will challenge those who are struggling that there is a way out if they embrace the biblical roadmap to wealth creation set out in this book and make the necessary adjustments to their habits and choices. To those who have already attained a degree of success, the principles espoused by the author will provide you further insights and help you to advance on your chosen path. Readers will benefit from Bishop Ajinasari's in-depth knowledge on the subject and experience gained from his many years of successful ministry, presented in an easy-to-read format. He provides definitions, analysis, the language of wealth creation, and case studies in simple terms devoid of technical jargon. For those who are struggling or have given up, brace yourself for an exciting experience as you journey through this book. The principles set out by the author are workable, and I urge you to commit to them. The task may seem overwhelming, but every journey begins with a step. A former president of the United States of America, Ronald Reagan, once said, "My philosophy of life is that if we make up our mind what we are going to make of our lives, then work hard towards that goal, we never lose. Somehow, we win out." I urge everyone, especially those in the household of God, to read this important manual on wealth creation for their own good and that of the kingdom. The Father is expecting you to take your place at the banqueting table of wealth creation with full honors. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter the joy of your Lord." Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. The consequences of not trading profitably with your God-given talents are dire. "And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Matthew chapter 25, verse 30. I trust you will make the right choice. Kojo Ohene Kiai, CEO, IFS Financial Services Limited. Watch Bishop on TV. Watch Bishop Charles Ajinasari on Precious TV, PTV, 24/7, by rescanning your multi-TV, strong or free-to-air decoder, and select Precious TV. You can also access it by going to www.perezchapel.org and web streaming. Introduction. It is important for every believer to realize that they have been empowered to create wealth and make wealth because it is the will of God for their lives. The misconception that not everyone can be wealthy is a creation of ignorance. There is biblical proof to the contrary. "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, King James Version. The Word of God empowers us to make wealth, which means that we have been equipped to make the necessary choices that would bring us to that end. There are three empowerments in life: spiritual, relational, and economic. Spiritual empowerment equips one effectively to make the definite choices that concern them. Relational empowerment equips one with the technique of relating to people very well, staff, children, spouses, etc. Economic empowerment is the equipping with the know-how of success and prosperity. Your economic or commercial empowerment is the fulcrum of this book. It is the spiritual mandate for writing this book for you. It is intended to make you as commercially empowered as you are